Greetings, one and all. It's Pastor Bob, and this is your Advent daily devotion for the last middle Sabbath of Advent, the last Wednesday. And today's devotion is called Beautiful Pain. Beautiful Pain. And our scripture is from the letter to the Romans. Paul writing to the church in Rome. We're going to chapter 5, verses 2 through 4. Romans 5, 2 through 4. Text speaks to the truth as it says this. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope. Our devotion goes like this. The day our first child, Noah, was born, I remember our getting ready to head to the hospital. We'd been preparing for this moment for the previous 9 months, faithfully attending our doctor visits and preparatory classes, making all the renovations to the house and packing the bags we'd need to depart. And that morning, we were ready. Or so we thought. My wife's contractions were becoming more frequent and intense as we gathered up our things, and I could see her movements becoming more labored, no pun intended, by the minute. She was clearly uncomfortable, but she was managing. Then, in a flash, a cannon-like shout exploded from her mouth, and she dropped to her knees on the kitchen floor. "Are you all right?" I asked, as I held out my hand to lift her up, still in shock. "Yes, I'm fine," she said as she caught her breath, but quickly turned toward me and added, "You were laughing, weren't you?" I couldn't lie, I was. Not because she was in pain, of course, but because the severity of it was sobering. And my laughter was a coping mechanism in the face of some serious awe. It was as if the gravity of the moment was clear in a way it hadn't been before. This would be a beautiful and difficult day. As much joy as there is in this season, pain is usually present as well. A bit of grief, a measure of sadness that always tempers our celebrations. We can spend a good deal of time trying to deny or hide from the unpleasantness, as if it is somehow an intrusion, but that isn't necessary. Instead, we can be aware that just as it did the moment of Jesus' arrival, pain is birthing something in us. And we can welcome it too. Three questions for your meditation and reflection today based on the devotion, Beautiful Pain. One, relational fracture is inherent in this life, but it seems that holidays magnify these tension points. Why do you think that is? How can you avoid putting extra pressure on yourself to have perfect relationships right now? Two. John has previously written that, quote, our present suffering can be the manure of which the flowers of our future selves grow. Let's hear that again. Our present suffering can be the manure of which the flowers of our future selves grow. Got that. Can you think of a painful experience that transformed you or taught you something? Reflect about the way that you were shaped by suffering. And three, as much as we might deny or wish it away, some of the pain in the world you and I are actually responsible for. Consider getting low this season by acknowledging some of the damage you may have done to people, even unintentionally, and do something to bring healing. And that concludes our Advent Daily Devotion for today. Don't forget tomorrow, that's Thursday, we have our final Advent Cafe at Roselands. Hope you can join us for that. It'll be a good day to say Merry Christmas to everybody. But as always, I leave you with a word for future reference, meditation, reflection, journaling. Today's word, disconnection.